2% of any meat sold in the country. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com. From the beautiful new 590 The Fan KFNS studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. Just around the corner, it's the third and final hour of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
Hey, Blues fans, catch the weekly Blues Report with my partner Kelly Chase, fueled by Petrol Mart on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Start all your pregame festivities at Petrol Mart, a proud sponsor of your St. Louis Blues and a proud supplier of Phillips 66 gasoline. Petrol Mart, clean, fast, and friendly.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. This year, the Home Loan Expert team wants to give you the ultimate suite experience for the best basketball tournament down south. What's included? 12 tickets for you and your friends to enjoy the game. A personal bartender to serve you free food and beer. Private security to make sure no one bothers you during the games. And your own personal bathroom. To win the THLE Champion Suite Giveaway, fill out your entry form today at thehomeloanexpert.com. No purchase necessary. The Home Loan Expert LLC.
More fresh thinking from Schnucks. Fresh steak. Fresh sausage. Fresh kebabs. Fresh ground beef. Fresh salmon burgers. We cut, grind, and prepare them in the store every day. Our apologies. This will put immense pressure on your side dishes. This week, get our Meat Masters Value Pack fresh regular ground beef for just $2.99 a pound or less. Ground fresh daily. Sold in packages of 3 pounds or more. Schnucks. Fresh every day.
This is Sean Vinson with Vinson Mortgage. When it's this cold outside, we spend a lot of time in our homes. We see things we want to remodel, repairs that need to be made, or even how small our house can feel at times. Vinson Mortgage can address those needs using your home's value. Call St. Louis's original mortgage professionals, Vinson Mortgage. No free gimmicks, no fake advertised rates, just good old monthly savings. Call the name you know and trust, Vinson Mortgage. 314-839-9999. That's 839-9999. Or chat live at VinsonMortgage.com. NMLS number 225095. 128015. Flushing Meadows Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63131.
I know a lot about Sharp City.
And it's great.
Whether you're looking to fillet up a Dover sole or slice into your favorite cattleman's cut, the folks over at Bertarelli Cutlery know all the ins and outs about how to get your kitchen knives as sharp as the Dickens. Family owned and operated for over 50 years, Bertarelli Cutlery offers St. Louis's finest knife sharpening services, as well as having all the gadgets and gizmos for your kitchen needs. So head on down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill, visit them on Facebook or online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
It's Cam Jansen here, and I want you guys to check out Midwest Motors in Eureka. Actually, it's 1400 South Outer Road in Eureka, Missouri. And I tell you this right now, they got all kinds of stuff going on. Trucks, small cars, they got commercial vehicles. Obviously, they are a full-service shop and independent dealer. My family and myself included have brought our cars down there for years. Whether it's a tire change, whether it's an oil change, they always take care of us. Art and Meg have a great thing going over there at Midwest Motors. 1400 South Outer Road in Eureka. Great people. And great town.
First, let's talk about the food before we let you know where it's at. When was the last time you had aged beef tenderloin? Sliced into juicy medallions that are so tender you can eat them with a butter knife. It's called the pepper loin. That's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin. You know the place, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Open for lunch Tuesday through Friday and open for dinner 7 days a week. And serving USDA prime beef. That's the top 2% of any meat sold in the country. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
Oh, hey.
Let's get down to some business, Hill.
This is Tom from Salt and Smoke.
Okay.
Have you been to the Hamptons? It's cool. Jay-Z and stuff.
That's right, that's right.
You got barbecue right there, and you didn't invite me. Hurt my feelings.
Salt and Smoke now also has happy hour with $2 shots and barbecue sliders from 9 to 11 or 12 p.m. Post Meridian.
You said that with a straight face?
After Meridian.
590 The Fan has merged all of its social media to 590 The Fan accounts on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Now you are able to easily find all of your favorite sports news and features in one convenient location. Check out the latest content on the all-new 590thefan.com and download our 590 mobile app on iTunes and the Google Play Store. Be sure to like 590 The Fan on Facebook and Instagram and follow us on Twitter for the most up-to-date sports news and notes from around the area. That's the all-new 590 The Fan.
This is Denise Bradley from Appliance Discounters. One of the many great lessons that my brother Tony and I have learned over the years from our mom is not to be greedy. We began our company back in 2006 with this same advice instilled in our business practice. Since we buy our GE appliances factory direct, we pass that savings on to our customers. How do you think we came up with the motto, our savings are your savings? We have now grown from one Appliance Discounters location to the sixth one in Fairview Heights, Illinois. We feel very fortunate that we can pass our GE savings on to you.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been in business in St. Louis for over 10 years. We use modern GPS technology to find people or to figure out what they're doing when you're not around. Call me, 238-1367, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
I recognize this song. We better get ready.
Senior's Playhouse is on the air.
The soft glow of electric sex.
Whoa. All right.
Painful. Remember that. Remember that glow? I barely remember. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the, February 12th edition of Opinions Playhouse.
Day 13 of the bronchitis from hell.
I'd like to say that. We're brought to you by Gateway Lock and Security Cameras. This is a terrific family business that I think sells a product and a service that, wow, never before has security been as big a deal, at least to me. I think it should be to everybody, as it is now. The world is crazy. It's gone crazy, I tell you. Let's do this. What do you say?
Hey!
All right, at the control board, doing a terrific job. It gets better every day. From Birmingham, England. Listen to that. He's almost royalty, but not quite. He's Trevor Limey. Philip, say hello to whomever you choose.
Hello to everyone out there. I hope you're enjoying the show. Special shout out, as always, to my mom and dad.
What a nice boy you are.
Oh, beautiful.
Dan Strauss is the heir to the Levi Strauss fortune. He never talks about it. I'm the only one that mentions it. It's like it doesn't mean anything to him. He only cares about you folks. Isn't that beautiful? He is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi, and thanks to Mark and Jason. They're from Stiefel. And if you're changing jobs and have a retirement account, give them a call, and they will have a complimentary look at your portfolio. Stiefel is a member SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Right. Around the room we go counterclockwise. This guy, just minutes ago, delivered another flawless, perfect newscast. You say, well, that's what he does. Oh, but wait, he's so much more. That's right. Just like Jim Rockford, only better, he's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. Got a great call on Friday. One of the favorite things I do as a PI is I help people organize class reunions. When they can't find their classmates or want to find out what happened to them, I sit down with them, I consult with them, I give them a bulk grade on finding however many people they can't find on their own. And if you're ever in the market to put a class reunion together, any kind of reunion for that matter, and you need the help of a PI to locate people, email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
All right. Limey, stop the music for a second. Now, Tim, you do that surf and sirloin. Great place, by the way, that commercial you do. You know there's a grammatical error right in the beginning of that.
Oh, boy.
You say, well, before we, let's talk about the food before we tell you where it's at.
Uh-oh.
See, if Taylor Nickerson were still, he's a high school teacher. I'm surprised. Well, he's still new. He's uncomfortable probably talking to you about that, but I'm not.
Never end a sentence in
where
a preposition.
It's at.
See,
yeah,
that's not the end of the sentence, though. If you read the copy, there's a dash after the word at. It doesn't end at where it's at. It's just a dramatic pause.
See, I didn't see.
It's a dramatic pause.
For people listening in the biz, copy means script. Again, don't ask me why they call it copy. You're not copying anything, but they call it the copy. Now, see, mm-hmm. I didn't know there was a dash. So it's, mm-hmm. before we tell you where it's at, dash, but the dash is silent.
Correct.
Maybe you should say that.
Dash. I apologize. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I apologize. No, we accept my apology?
I do accept it.
I didn't see the copy. Okay. Start the music again, Limey. Mm. Well, that was awkward, but it really wasn't. let's see. Oh, my goodness. I recognize this guy, Bill Cleveland. He's going to stick around, and feel free to jump in, chime in, whatever. Bill, say hi to everybody.
I was very confused.
Well, I'm still trying to figure out, like, when is the cue.
You know what? Bag it. No, just bag it. We don't need it. Well, we thought it would work. I forgot about it. forget it.
Blame it on
Bill,
Trevor.
Say hi
Hello,
to everybody.
Hello, everyone.
Nah, blame it on me. I forgot all about it. As you can tell, we're actually putting the show together as we do it. And you think we'd know. Almost 21 years, and we're still trying to put it together. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, back in the studio, and he can't talk about his ordeal yet, the one and only Rat Boy. Rat Boy, say what you say so well.
Cheese.
Good to have you back, buddy. Mm-hmm. So good. You look good. Lost some weight, but you look good. What an ordeal. Can't talk about it now. The FBI says don't talk about it now. Stop the music again for a second. Just stop for a second. I just got a text from Larry Connors. Tim, here's what Larry says.
Oh God.
I've been complaining about that at the end of that sentence. He could just say, you know, let's talk about where it is. Let's talk about where to enjoy it. So even now, Larry Connors is a journalist. Okay, I mean, this guy's a professional.
The real deal.
He's not like us. He's not like us. He's a real broadcaster. So
Larry,
start.
Larry,
start.
One thing to say: where it's at. Yeah. Two turntables and a microphone, Larry. Where it's at.
Okay, that was great. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but I can't get enough polka music, and nobody does it better than these guys. Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah!
I think it's Larry B.
You know, when Taylor Nickerson was talking about how many revolutions a CD makes, like, was it 600, 400, and down, it goes down to 200, who in the room... you're excluded, Limey, and Bill probably excluded. Can tell me of the when the turntables had four speeds on them, the very oldest. What were the four speeds? Dan, you first. You're a broadcast professor.
Four speeds. Wow, 33.
I know the three. You know, yeah.
Yeah, 33 and
start
a third.
Start at the fastest.
78.
Yep.
40. There's a 45. And a 60.
33 and a third.
And 16.
16?
Yes. It was a huge record. I mean, like, bigger than any album, like a giant record. And it ran at a speed of 16. And I only in my life saw a couple of turntables that old. But all the turntables in radio stations had... And I don't know why, because we never used the other speeds. You're not going to put a 45 record on there and play it at 78.
Once in a great while, you'd have a 45 on there. Yeah, but 78. Those were always those really old. And remember, the vinyl was really
well. They break. And 78, you break. If you look at them wrong, they break. It's like a piece of glass. They were horrible. So, welcome.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were done.
Not so, I am.
When you say at, I know you're done with your sentence, and so that's why I'm jumping in there. I invited a...
I knew I should never have brought that up.
Larry Connors just threatened me with a gesture through the window of the studio here, so I'm just...
Did he say you were number one?
Get Hebe on alert if you would, please.
take heed.
I invited somebody special to listen to the show tonight, Frank. I don't know if she is or not, but just a real quick shout out, Michelle Myers. She's a former Texas beauty queen. Sent her an email today after reading a story about her on today's New York Post and a story that's being broadcast by KNX TV down in Texas. Michelle Myers is a former Texas beauty queen who claims that she woke up after going to bed with a migraine. And she woke
I know
up.
The story.
She woke up with a British accent that she cannot get
yes.
rid of.
Yes, oh, really? I saw her. I saw her on the news. I saw her.
And that's not the first time it's happened to her. She's also woken up with Australian and Irish accents in previous stages of her life. And when she when she goes to a doctor, the first thing they do, they send her to a psychiatrist to make sure that she's just not loopy.
Right.
Okay, but here's the deal. She's not the only one.
Right.
This is a legitimate. Mm-hmm. There's a name for this. You get knocked out, or if you're unconscious or whatever, you wake up and you speak. with, and I heard her, and she sounded like Limey. It sounded just like she was
Accentitis.
From Great, Great Britain.
Never happened to me at all. So,
well, what if you pass out or something and you wake up and you talk like us
with an American accent?
Yeah.
Oh well, there you go.
Know what happens then? You're off the show.
Right.
Because you're here. You're here because of that accent. Because it sort of gives us a sound of diversity.
Just imagine though, anybody that you know, anybody you know in life, family member, friend, anybody. All of a sudden, you've known them all these years, and all of a sudden. Wake up the next day and, hey, everyone, how are we doing?
You know,
okay. No one would believe you. No one would believe you.
Well, I wanted to say, when I originally saw that story, well, she must speak Spanish. But then when I found out it was a British accent, you don't practice for that. You don't plan for that. That is a really weird thing that happens. I don't know.
I'd like to hear her English accent.
Because how do you all of a sudden know... Because, look, like, I can't do British. It turns into Australian. So I wouldn't even know. I guess it's no different than those savant kids. They wake up one morning, go sit down at the piano, start playing classical music.
Never tell me about it.
I mean, so, yeah. Well, you're savant. You're a harmonica savant. All right, Gateway Lock and Security Cameras. This is our sponsor today. And I now have a whole new reason for you to think about for cameras in the workplace. And it's this whole sexual harassment thing. Now, let me be very clear. Like anybody, I think true sexual harassment is wrong. If you sleep with me, you have the job. If you don't, you won't. If you want a raise, here, come get in the shower. But that, of course, that's wrong. But we've crossed over into some weird territory now where any...
A girl on a news...
Go ahead, I wasn't talking.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to jump in. I saw a girl on a news interview, and she said what you're about to say, I think, is that this has just gotten out of hand, that you can't go and say hi to any girl anymore.
Well, there was an article this morning in USA Today. They interviewed Brigitte Bardot and Catherine Deneuve. These are two of the hottest, most beautiful women. They're older now. But they said in France, they're laughing at us. Because in France, it's not only acceptable to whistle, to come on to women, to flirt. It's expected. And when a man does it properly and does it well, he's admired for that. And she said, basically, we got to be very careful here. Because we're taking away what is natural, and that is for... men and women to flirt and I'm not talking about anything illegal, but we've gotten ourselves now to a place where, and this is where the cameras come in. There are a lot of people in business, especially men now, who are in important positions who are, they don't know what to do. They don't know what they can say, can't say. Do I hug somebody? Do I shake somebody's hand? What the heck? If I look at her too long, is she going to say it made her uncomfortable? But when somebody says, oh, yeah, he brushed against me and grabbed my breast or my butt or something, when you have cameras in the workplace, and I know several people who have businesses, and they have cameras in all the right places, meaning conference room, in the office, where you might have to bring somebody in and sit down, let's have a chat. If she decides to say, he reached over and groped me, well, let's take a look at that. Let's just see what really happened in there. And then that's the end of it. It doesn't matter what she said happened, did it or didn't it, when she said it did. Cameras, you cannot argue with a camera. You can't argue with a video. Gateway Lock and Security Cameras, just one more reason to give some serious thought to putting cameras in your business, certainly, your warehouse, inside, outside, and your home. Not so much the sexual harassment thing, I guess, at home, but just safety and security and prevention. The smarter criminals who look up and see those cameras put in by Gateway Lock and Security Camera and go, yeah, let's go somewhere else. We're not going to hit this place. Gateway Lock and Security Cameras, they also do proximity cards and keyless entry. GatewayLockandSecurity.com. I would like to wish Paul Harris the very best. He had his last broadcast day last Friday for... I don't know, 3 years or so. Back when I was at the other place, I'm guessing it was 3 years ago, I decided I didn't want to work Fridays anymore. I was actually thinking about just not doing this, just quitting. And so, to my wife's credit, because she likes to spend money, she said, you know, you enjoy it. It's not that hard. Why don't you just, like, sort of partially, like 20% retire? Just so for 3 years, I haven't worked Friday. So they wisely, and I pushed hard for it, put Paul Harris on Friday. And since I've been here 4 months, not a week goes by that I don't get emails about Paul. Some people don't like him. Some people love him. Lots of people want to know, why didn't I bring him here? Why isn't he here on Friday? Well, this is a sports station primarily. And Friday afternoon is a big time for people who are really into sports to listen to the station, because the guys that are on here, they know how to get you set up for the games that are coming up over the weekend. And I think it makes more sense to step aside here Friday than it even did the other place. So we have programming in place for Friday, and it's the right programming if this is going to continue to be predominantly a sports station. But Paul Harris, while he's certainly more political than I am, he and I would get emails from people going, oh, Frank, you know, I still listen to Paul on Friday, and boy, I sure wish, when I was over there at that station, they'd say, well, I sure wish you'd work Friday. He's just not as funny as you. Well, he's not supposed to be funny. He's not supposed to be me. I'm not supposed to be him. He's a lot smarter than I am. He's a lot more articulate than I am. He's a really bright guy, and I think a terrific broadcaster, and I've always said that. And I think it's a shame that right now Paul Harris doesn't have a radio home. He doesn't really seem to want to work full-time. But let me tell you something. If somebody hit him with the right offer at the right place, I think he'd change his mind. I think he should. I think that he's still got a lot of great shows and interviews and knuckleheads in the news left in him. And I just think he's a real pro. So Paul and I will, I can't imagine that we ever won't be friends and won't be in touch with each other. I talked to him earlier today. So Paul, good luck with whatever you want to do or don't want to do. I hope it works out for you the way you want it to.
I had lunch with him on Friday. For his last show, I went and had
lunch. That's a great story.
Yeah, thanks.
That's a good story.
But I enjoyed working.
Where'd you have lunch at?
Yeah.
At?
Oh, see, you know what? Now, you know what? See, I should never have mentioned it. Never. I'm going to pay a price for this.
You know what?
Pay a price for being a stickler for grammar.
I will tell you this, that it drives me crazy when people end a sentence like that and say, where did you get that at? And it's like, yeah. It drives me crazy because I had a college when I was going to Flow Valley, Harvard on the highway.
First of all, your college professor.
Harvard on the highway, yes. He used to say, his name was Ted Foss, and he would say, and somebody says, where was that at? He goes, between the A and the T. Never end a sentence in a preposition.
Heard that before.
But it is so common that it's almost become accepted. It's that common. And I get that. What else? Oh, yeah. I bought a pair of cheap headphones over the weekend. Because I like to have like extra headphones, just, and I actually bought them for here to have an extra pair, because if we're on the air and mine crap out, oh my goodness, you can grab anything. So these are just $15 headphones. But what I found hilarious was when I opened the pack, there's that little instruction pamphlet for headphones. I'm not kidding. And I thought, I'm going to open this and look at what could it possibly say. And sure enough, there's a little diagram. It shows you how to like plug them in. This gets plugged into the source of the music or whatever. And then you put the headphones over a little diagram with a little head with headphones. I just thought, has there ever been anybody who bought headphones who didn't know who needed instructions?
It's like when you get on the airplane, they tell you how to put your seatbelt on the right way.
Oh, it's like cool. It's like
you know what?
Cool.
That's even dumber to me. How many people on a plane don't know how a seatbelt works? Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Think of some uncivilized part of the world where they still and they have bones in their noses and the cannibals. I guess if one of those people decided to come to the United States, they'd have to be shown how to work a seatbelt. But that's, Bill, that is such a great example.
She actually stands up in front of the plane and puts the muggle in to show you.
It's like Cool Whip. Cool Whip has a hotline. Did you know that? Cool Whip? You know what Cool Whip is, right?
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
No.
It's Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
No, you know, I mean, no, they do have a hotline. You're right.
It's like who answers that phone, and what kind of calls do they get? Hello, Cool Whip. I got this pie here. I got your Cool Whip. Oh, I got my spoon. What do I do?
Did I put too much on? Did I put enough?
I got this naked woman here. I got the cool. What do I do next?
What exactly is a serving?
Now this I'm in Target. I don't mind saying where it was with my wife, and they have these. Shoot, I meant to write it down. It's called like Kay and Chuck or something. It's like two names, and it's little kids' clothing for little toddlers and little kids, like my grandson. And they make these little jeans with ripped out knees. They're exactly like the jeans. They're they call them like pre-worn or pre-torn or what. I still don't get that. I still don't understand something. And the same with distressed furniture. There was a cabinet there. And people now will pay for furniture that looks exactly like the furniture we used to throw away because it's been nicked and scarred. And it comes pre-nicked and scarred and scratched. And they call it distressed. I don't get that. I still don't get the jeans thing. And I know it's been around for decades now, but look, rather than pay the outrageous price for jeans, and Dan, I'm sorry, I know your family fortune is in Levi's jeans, but rather than pay all that money, just get a pair of cheap blue jeans, take them home, get a jagged big rock and rip out the knees, and then just dirty them up and stomp on them in the dirt, and then wear them. And they'll look just like that crap that you're paying for.
Go to Goodwill and buy some for $3 or $5.
It's like a Sears outlet store there up in South County across from Gravois Bluffs. You can go get a $2,000 refrigerator for like $400 because it's got a dent in the side of it that's going to hug against your wall that nobody will ever see anyway.
Yeah.
Exactly. Hey, my refrigerator in our garage in Wildwood is exactly one of those. It's a Frigidaire, dent and ding. It's got a little dimple in the. Who cares? Oh. I don't care. And it's been humming for 30 years, nice. That refrigerator. And I got a good break on it because it had a little dent in it that I guess they couldn't take out. I don't care. I think I need to get to the joke now because this joke takes a while to tell right. And I don't think. Let me just ask Tim and Limey, do you recall. Since I've been here on 590, am I telling a joke about a kid with a slingshot? Does that ring a bell?
No.
Okay.
You haven't told
that. Oh, great. One of my all-time favorites. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Ernie is, he's just a bad boy. He just is. He's a mean kid. And so he gets in a habit of, He discovers slingshot, like a lot of boys. But Ernie, unfortunately, decides to just knock windows out of cars, the school, neighbors' houses. And they don't know what to do with him. And finally, the authorities decide they got to throw him in juvenile detention. He has to go to, we used to call it reform school. Well, be careful, you go to reform school. It's like a kid's prison. They don't know what to do. This guy's a slingshot maniac. So he goes in at 14. Into this juvenile detention. Now, after a year, Ernie goes before, like kind of a parole board. They decided, well, should we let him out? And so he goes before this parole board, and they said, well, Ernie, you've been here a year. If we let you go home, what will you do? He says, well, if I get out of here, I'm 15 now. I don't have any money. I have a driver's license yet. So I can't really buy anything. I guess I just go into the woods and make do as best I could. And they go, what does that mean? Do you live in the woods? You know, cook in the woods or hunt? What are you talking about? He goes, well, I'd go in the woods. I'd find a real strong branch, forked branch, and I'd steal some rubber bands, and I'd make a slingshot. I'd come back here, and I'd knock all the windows. I'd shoot all the windows out of this prison. They go, okay, that's it. Denied. Denied. They figure he hasn't learned yet. So back into juvenile detention. Another year goes by. Now he's 16. Up before the board again. Ernie, have a seat. He sits down in front of this panel of people. And the person in charge says, now, Ernie, you've been here 2 years. You came in at 14. You're 16. You know what got you in trouble? Again, you have an opportunity to maybe get out of here. It's up to us. We need to ask you, Ernie, if you get out of here, what will you do? He says, well, I'm 16 now, and I'd like to get a driver's license. Well, now the panel is looking at each other going, all right, this is a normal 16-year-old response. Go ahead, Ernie, go on. He says, I would like to get a driver's license, and I think I'd, the first place I go, I used to go over to my buddy's house, my buddy Carl. He's been my buddy since we were like 5 years old. And the panel, the parole people going, okay, this all sounds better. Go ahead, Ernie. You drive over to Carl's, and then what? He goes, well, Carl, he's got this, man, he's got a setup in his basement. It's like a manufacturing plant where he builds like the greatest homemade slingshots. And I'd say, Carl, give me one of those because I want to go back to the prison and shoot all the windows out of that place. They go, okay, deny, back to juvenile detention. A year later, back before the board again, 17 now. Guy says, Ernie, son, you've been here 3 years. Came in at 14, you're 17. Once again, you have an opportunity to go back out into the world. If we let you go, Ernie, what would you do? He says, well, I've had a lot of time to think. And remember last year I said I'd like to get my driver's license. I'd still like to do that. I think that's important for independence and responsibility. He says, well, Ernie, where would you drive? Where would you go? You go to your buddy Carl's house? He says, no. I think I would like to go on a date with a girl. Well, now the board members are looking at each other, nodding affirmatively. All right, this is normal behavior. Go ahead, Ernie. He says, I'd like to take a girl out, and I've never really kissed a girl or anything. After we went, to dinner or show or something, I'd probably take her, somewhere kind of secluded, park, and, start kissing around on her and stuff. Now, the board members are thinking, okay, this is what a young boy's focus should be on. Go ahead, Ernie. Go ahead. You get a license. You take a girl on a date. You go to parking and kiss her. Go ahead. He said, yeah, I've thought about girls a lot. Being in here, we don't get to see a lot of girls or even pictures. Some of the guys sometimes pass pictures around and some underwear ads and stuff. And go on, Ernie. Go on. What would you do? You take her? Yeah. I'm sorry. I'd take her a park and I'd kiss on her a lot. And then I'd like to get some good feels and I'd like to try to get her bra off if I could. Now, the board members are just listening. Okay, this is all very normal. Go ahead, Ernie. You'd like to get her bra off, and then what? He goes, well, if I were successful in getting her bra off, I would I'd cut the straps off and make a slingshot and come back here and shoot the windows out of this place.
All right, let's get a check on traffic. Here's Tori Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by Chick-fil-A. Accident wrapped up westbound 70 at Earth City Expressway. Expect residual delays. Heavy traffic westbound 64 Kings Highway to Big Bend. Earlier stalled tractor trailer westbound Page at 170. Eastbound 70 stacking up Tucker through the depressed section. And a stall blocking Highway PP at Little Antire. Get a leg up on everyone else's breakfast by getting yours delicious and free. Every Wednesday in February, participating St. Louis Chick-fil-A's are offering a free Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit to guests before 10:30 a.m. No purchase necessary. Limit one per person per visit while supplies last. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Club Fitness has something for everybody and an incredible February offer. Get 2-for-1 enrollment or 50% off individual enrollment when you join by February 16th.
2-for-1? So I could join with my BFF?
Or family member? Or your Valentine?
About that.
No worries. Club Fitness has always given members some love with free kids club and 24-hour access.
24/7? I've got a date with Club Fitness.
2-for-1 enrollment or 50% off individual enrollment. Join by February 16th. Some restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn from the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon. As a licensed private investigator for the last 10 years, I've helped hundreds of area residents learn the truth. What's your lover really doing when you're not around? When you need to know the truth, call Gateway Investigations. In business for 10 years with an A-plus rating with the BBB, and we get results. For a free consultation, call 238-1367. 238-1367, online at gatewaypi.net, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
Oh,
hey.
Let's get down to some business, Hill.
This is Tom from Salt and Smoke.
Okay.
Have you been to the Hamptons? It's cool. Jay-Z and stuff.
That's right, that's right.
You got barbecue back there, and you didn't invite me. Hurt my feelings.
Salt and Smoke now also has happy hour with $2 shots and barbecue sliders from 9 to 11 or 12 p.m. post Meridian.
You said that with a straight face.
After Meridian.
I know a lot about Sharp City.
And it's great.
Whether you're looking to fillet up a Dover sole or slice into your favorite cattleman's cut, the folks over at Bertarelli Cutlery know all the ins and outs about how to get your kitchen knives as sharp as the dickens. Family owned and operated for over 50 years, Bertarelli Cutlery offers St. Louis's finest knife sharpening services, as well as having all the gadgets and gizmos for your kitchen needs. So head on down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill, visit them on Facebook or online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
Mike Evans is about 30 seconds away before we hit his theme music here. I just want to remind you, I didn't get a chance to in the playoffs. Larry Connors comes on right after we get off here at 6 o'clock tonight. Larry Connors, USA. He will talk about North Korea wanting to kill us. This is a country with a leader that tortures and starves his citizens. What do you think of how the mainstream media is covering North Korea at the Olympics? He'll talk about that. Gun owners believe that armed, law-abiding citizens reduce crime. Larry has some new information from a study on that. Be ready to call him with your reaction. What do you think of the federal government turning over land, airports, highways to private owners? Larry will talk about that. And in the 60s, three men escaped from Alcatraz. For decades, it was thought they died in the escape. But now, there's a story that they lived. Yes, Larry will have it. Maestro, Mike Evans, theme music, please. There it is. Southern California, here we come. To chat with Mike Evans, let him chat with us, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're closed only on Mondays. You will need reservations for Annie Gunn's for dinner, and gift cards are a great idea. They sell thousands every year. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse, they're both east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley, from the Coachella Valley in Southern California. Here is Mike Evans.
Here it is.
How's it going?
That story on the escape from Alcatraz is a great story.
Well, that's a place where they said, you know, nobody. I remember vaguely. I need to go back and learn again exactly how they got out of there. It is. You're right. It's a fascinating story, the way they got out.
I watched the Mythbusters episode on that. Didn't they make a rubber dinghy out of
sheets
and starch that they had taken from rice? They said they had to keep blowing up this dinghy as they made it out. But the Mythbusters people did it. So, I mean, I guess it can be done.
You ever been to Alcatraz?
No, I need to go. I want to go.
I've been to Alcatraz. Fabulous.
Not as a prisoner.
No, not as a prisoner.
Okay.
Pop quiz. Just like a pop quiz, homie, today?
Sure, something different. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pop quiz theme all week focused on celebrities who either have a movie coming out now or have a movie coming out on Friday. Today, Jenna Fisher, who I think is just darling, all-American girl in The Office, is currently starring in 1517 to Paris. Question, before acting, Jenna Fisher was in college studying to be, well, that's your question, a doctor, an architect, a lawyer, or an accountant? Answer in a minute. Anti-love nugget, is it true? Angelina Jolie is doing everything she can to turn their six children against the dad, Brad Pitt. There's just something very wrong about that. Anyway.
Nope.
Oh, no.
Nope.
Guess Clothes owner Paul Marciano has accused has been accused of just short of raping his one-time model, Kate Upton. When she refused his violent advances, he immediately fired her. Now Kate's husband, Houston Astro pitcher, 6'5", 250-pound Justin Verlander, says he hopes to run into Marciano so he can, quote, bust him up, end quote. I bet.
Yeah.
With his left hand.
Sounds good, yeah. and in the good old days, you could do that stuff, but not anymore.
Well, not to mention Marciano's about 75 years old.
Yeah.
Kind of strange. Did you know that Elvis Presley, when he died, he was in therapy for overeating, porn, and drug addiction?
Wait, he's dead? Art, dude's not dead.
No, Dan, if Mike believes he's dead, let him believe it.
Okay.
No, I did know that only because he told me that when I interviewed him.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That is something that you should have recorded.
Well, he was kind of out of it. Kind of out of it. And I said,
was he on the toilet?
No,
was
I said, King.
Was he pitching a loaf, dropped the kids off in the pool, huh?
No, not during the interview. I said, King, he liked to be called the King. I said, King Carpe Diem. He goes, well, somebody else, man. I said, I'm not a king. I said, what's this about addiction? Are we talking pills? He goes, oh, I'll play it for you. Oh, Frank, I'm addicted to all kinds of things. I'm addicted to pornography, and which I hate to admit it, food and pornography. Those are two big ones.
Wow.
That's him. That's him.
That was back in 77, right?
She was, Dad. That was in July of 77, and in August, gone.
Yeah.
Did he say anything about porn?
Hey, he did. He mentioned porn. Didn't you hear him? He's pornography. I'll play it again for you. Here, play it again.
Okay, let me hear it again.
Frank, I'm addicted to pornography and food, which I hate to admit it. I'm addicted to porn. That's one of my downfalls.
Yeah, I thought he did too.
Amazing. Anyway.
No.
Lisa, Marie, Presley, Keogh, Jackson, Cage, Lockwood. Well, her divorce against Michael, it could be one of the ugliest divorces in Hollywood history. She says, he's an abuser and a gold digger. He says, well, she's a drug addict, doesn't treat the kids right. Divorce involves tens of billions of dollars and it's been going on for over 2 years.
Now, is this from Nick Cage?
No, this is... She's had a couple marriages since Nick Cage.
Yeah, so well,
which one was this with?
Was she married
Michael
to
Lockwood.
Nick Cage?
Michael Lockwood.
Oh, Lockwood, okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Remember when she was married to Michael Jackson?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, oh my goodness.
Boy, that was odd. Very odd. Odd and ends. Two celebrities who have been working out, Will Smith, and he has like a six-pack looking good. Then Robert
Easy,
Pattinson.
Easy, Mike.
Mike, simmer down.
Easy, Mike. Easy,
Easy
man.
Mike.
Come on. Come
Robert
on, buddy.
Pattinson says that he's been working out every day, and he was showing his abs. He looks like a mini keg. I don't know. Doesn't look like he's been working out at all.
You know, it's interesting. The King, before he died, he actually said that he only wanted the best for his daughter, Lisa Marie. And he mentioned Michael Jackson, oddly enough. It seems now, you think back on it, wow, it's like maybe it was psychic or something.
Did you record that?
I did. Here's what he said. I'll tell you something, Frank. One of the things I worry about is what's going to happen to Lisa Marie, man. I don't know who you're going to end up with. I just hope you're going to have some kind of weirdo like Michael Jackson. That guy's a weirdo, man.
Yeah. Michael Jackson
actually singled him out.
Was actually 19 at the time when Elvis died.
Yeah.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, like he could see the future.
Michael Jackson was actually...
Do you remember exactly 18. Where you were when Elvis died?
I do.
I yes. do. I absolutely
do. I do, too. Let's share.
I
Let's
do
share.
Not.
You do not?
I worked in that agency, and I was in the office going down the hall, and one of the women there said something about Elvis dead, and I thought I misheard it or something. And it turns out that my boss's wife was a huge Elvis. I think he had to go home and console her. I mean, she was just beside herself. Yeah, I remember exactly where I was because I was wearing my three-piece suit at the time because I had a suit job back then. Dan, where were you?
I was at home, and I called my girlfriend's house, and her sister answered the phone crying hysterically. And I said, "What's wrong? What's wrong?" And she said, "Elvis died! Elvis died!" And she kept yelling, "Elvis died!" I'm like, "What?"
Well, I mean, you were a fetus or something.
Yeah, I was still in my dad's gonads at this point.
Hey, we don't go for that kind of talk on this show.
I was 8 years old when Elvis died, and I was ripping off training bras from girls in third grade and making slingshots out of them.
Well, there you go.
All right.
There were. You want to know where I was?
Yeah, you're next. Go ahead.
I was traveling with the Dodgers, and I used to buy gold chains at the L.A. Jewelry Mart. I had a merchandise number, and I was buying gold chains because we were going on a road trip, and I would go and sell the gold chains to players when we were on the road. And I was at the gold jewelry mart at L.A. And this guy was helping me. He goes, he came back from the front of the store, and he goes, "Elvis Presley just died." And I said, "Do you have any more 18 gauge?"
Didn't faze you.
I've sold a lot of gold jewelry to a lot of Henry Aaron, Don Sutton.
Stop it!
I sold a lot of gold chains to a lot of big baseball stars.
Elvis liked gold chains, buddy. He wore a lot of gold chains. You know who you should have gotten as a customer? That Mr. T.
Mr. T.
Oh, yeah.
Set for life.
That would have been good. Hey, have you been watching the Olympics?
A little bit.
Yes.
I didn't think I would this early,
but yeah.
I love the Olympics, but I got to tell you, these so-called experts keep using these terms. I don't know what the hell they mean. And, they always use them, and every year they use them, and I'm going to give you a few every single day. Okay, here's the first one. Over the top, double 180 crossover. What the hell's that?
Oh, is that for snowboarding?
It is.
Yeah.
A throwback double triple lutz.
It's figure skating.
It's figure skating, but what the heck is it? Here's another one. This is figure skating, but what the heck is a sow cow? I mean, I've heard it a million times.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
But I kind of like hearing that stuff. I like hearing that.
Yeah, I don't know what a sow cow is either.
Oh, that was a beautiful sow cow. And a triple-double. So
the 1 minute, Mr. Evans.
Pardon me?
1 minute, Mr. Evans. 1 minute.
I just find it, I like the Olympics, but I wish, I don't know that I like it.
Speak English. Speak English. The lay people are watching.
That was a beautiful Salco and do a triple camel toe.
Exactly.
You know what, Dan? You're in timeout. This is not that kind of show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You take that stuff over to Charlie Brown.
Okay. All right.
And finally.
Jenna Fisher leave college studying to be, before she went into action, was she studying to be a doctor, architect, lawyer, accountant?
I'm going to go with an architect.
I was going to go architect.
Yeah. Are we talking about Jenna Fisher, who was in The Office?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I reject this question because she majored in the same thing that I majored in, and we went to school in the same state. I think she has a degree in journalism, which I do also. I think she studied journalism before she went to Hollywood.
Oh boy, you just made a terrible mistake, Tim.
She has a degree in journalism.
You're questioning the great Mike.
She went to Nearings Hall High School right here in St. Louis.
No need to shout.
Yeah, she's from St. Louis.
She went to Nearings Hall High School and she majored in journalism. And I majored in journalism as well. I went to Mizzou and she went to.
Thank you, Tim.
A different college.
I'm leaving.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bill. Not here.
Her major. Go ahead.
No, we're ready. I think I haven't guessed. I haven't guessed. I'm going to say lawyer.
Her major was pre-law. That's what she said.
There you go.
Have a great day, Mike Evans. See ya.
I win. Wow, Tim. Tim's going to have to learn.
That's
what he calls peeing on his report.
Oh, you can't pee on his report.
Well, we need to get...
Even when he's wrong, just go along.
Oh, yeah, what you do?
Like, he always... Here, he did it again today. He always mispronounces Robert Pattinson's name. He calls him Robert Patterson. No, it's Pattinson. Just let him go.
She's from St. Louis. She went to Nearings Hall High School. Everybody in St. Louis knows who Jenna Fisher is.
Hey.
But we wait until he's off the phone, and then
See, now
what we're doing right now.
Then we correct it.
Yeah. Yeah, because we're cowards. We do this. But what we really love to do is if we get absolute confirmation on a contradicting fact to what he said, we love to come in the next day and go, by the way, Mike, you were wrong. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that feels good. That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's restaurant at the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. They're both east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. I got a terrific email this morning. It was very simple. Just a couple of sentences, Frank, and the guy said that he and his wife had just left MD Health and Wellness, and today they start on the path to not being fat anymore, and they said they'll keep me posted, and I said, please do, because I want to know, I want to hear from this couple in about 2 weeks, because at 2 weeks, when you realize you've lost, you know, 10 or 12 pounds, man, that's the best. And then after a month, you are steamrolling ahead. But boy, that first couple of weeks without help, the first month without help is next to impossible. When people say I just can't stop smoking, I actually understand. I've never smoked, but I understand that. I understand how hard that must be. So, Gateway, MD Health and Wellness. I'm going to talk over this music because I wasn't ready yet. MD Health and Wellness is in, Bridgeton. They are, they're in the business of helping you lose weight. They do some other stuff, too. We're going to be talking about some more and some things we haven't talked about before. But it's doctor-supervised, and you'll see. You'll see. They'll make that first month what you couldn't do on your own. They'll make it possible. They'll make it happen. MD Health and Wellness, mdhealthwellness.com. We're out of time. We were out of time about a minute ago. Thank you for being with us. We appreciate it. See a police officer. Thank one every chance you get. Have a great Monday evening. Everybody.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dean.
All right, goodbye.
All right, Dean.
Bye, y'all.
This is Charlie Marlowe. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 590 The Fan.